Hey everyone, welcome back to Winter Park. The Fox broadcast crew is here today. It's an all-star crew and we have Chris Myers. Chris is going to be on the Vikings sideline for the Fox broadcast on Sunday. This is a Vikings team, Chris, that you've been chasing for a while. You've been calling Mike Zimmer games with the Vikings dating back to 2014, a team that you've kind of kept up with.
Yeah, and since he arrived as a head coach, finally got his big break when I've had, whether it was Rondé Barber working with Darryl Johnston more recently, from the old stadium to the outdoor, now to the new building, got to see him kind of put this team together. You know, Bridgewater got to call his first game, the ups, the downs, and now to see the way this team, and I, of course, they always play defense. We knew that was going to be in place, but I don't think anybody would have predicted the unfolding of this offense. Latavius Murray taking over the running game, Case Keenum, the elite quarterback, and then the impressive record and being two wins away from the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I have to admit, I'm a Zimmer fan. I mean, he's always straightforward, and I love watching his press and news conferences. He loves to toy with people. Yeah, he has his moods. He even says, hey, the filter, I can't handle that. And he's helpful with us in our production meetings, which is why I enjoy being on the sideline, because at halftime, you know, we have a couple of moments. He's trying to get his team ready, and I have to kind of gather whatever information we can. Yeah. He's one of those guys, he'll tell it like it is, so I don't have to kind of filter things. So it's nice to have been along for the ride, and I feel fortunate, really, to be on that sideline and to be in this position in this building, first playoff in this building with this group.
You know, we asked Joe the same question, but I want to ask it to you, too, because you just sat in the production meetings and talked to some of our players and coaches. You will do the same with the Saints. But stylistically, what are you expecting on Sunday from a game flow and a game type?
Stylistically, good question. I think that the Vikings, and I just was – at the Saints-Panthers game, we had that broadcast. So obviously I got to see New Orleans, and they're so different, as are the Vikings from the earlier meeting, which is a point well made. I think both teams are certainly better, not only different. I just think that the Saints receivers are going to have a tough time against the Vikings secondary. And I think Minnesota will be able to move the ball. I don't think this, you know, you always say, well, let's force, you know, Case Keenum to throw and, you know, let's get the old Case Keenum back. Nobody's been able to do that. And I think the offense of the Vikings will be able to have a little ball control, time of possession, and from their standpoint, whether they get the touchdowns or not, but at least be in the range of a reliable Kai Forbath, then that will limit the chances of Drew Brees. And then when he gets those with this Viking defense, you know, which is the backbone really of this team, it will frustrate him. And Brees is going to hit his shots and get his points, but what's the magic number for him? And so that's how I kind of see that. I don't think Case Keenum's going to have to win this game. Is basic, but if the Vikings, if there's by some chance they don't win, I don't think it's going to be his fault. It's going to be Brees or somebody on the Saints going crazy, an unexpected play.
Yeah, a lot of good players on both sides of the ball. It's going to be a lot of fun. Here's to hoping you have a happy and cheery Mike Zimmer confrontation at halftime.
At halftime is good, and then the post-game interview, and then I'll be back on the sideline, the following week. We'll be talking about the next opponent if things go that way. And certainly home field, people say, well, Drew Brees, different quarterback away from home. He's still in a dome, but I do expect the noise to affect not only Brees and the audibles, but the offensive linemen, and they've had to make an adjustment there with Andres Pete out. That could figure, and usually, you know, the Saints like to get a jump on people offensively. I think the Vikings defensive line might be able to get a jump on the Saints and their offensive line.
Yeah, you're going to have to raise your voice on that sideline.
I'll be ready. Well, I made the Metrodome. I was here for some playoff games that were crazy as well. Certainly outdoors in Seattle, it's different, but I'm excited to hear. And it's funny, a number of coaches doing other games in the course of the season when they've played here in this building, they've said how exciting it is, the crowd and the horn. They all talk about, and there's a proper term for that.
So the Gallerhorn.
Yes, thank you for Viking fans. But they note that. It affects them and their team. And I know that's something Viking fans want to do on Sunday.
Well, it should be a fun game. Enjoy your time here in Minnesota. We'll see you Sunday, all right?
I always do. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
all right,
Chris.
We'll see you.